This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I did my yoga this week.
Did you? How was it?
It was really good, but there was a new instructor. Well, new, I hadn't had him before. And the place was packed.
Right.
So I reckon there was about 60 people in there.
Mm.
And he said, it was all quiet, and he said, hey, have I seen you before? And I haven't seen you before. And then he commented on how I looked.
Mm.
And then he made a few other comments throughout the thing. I said, how long have you been doing this for? I said, just a few weeks. And he said, you're really improved. I was so uncomfortable with receiving a compliment.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt really uncomfortable, and I thought, that's a sort of a thing a lot of people experience, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So, I can't stand compliments.
Yeah, I'm not. And it's almost as though when someone gives you one, you say, oh, no, and you brush it off or you make an excuse for it.
Which I think is quite disrespectful, I've been told by a therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
She said you need to honour compliments because you're brushing off somebody's thought. You're basically saying, oh, look, I'm not listening to what you're saying. You're not honouring what their truth.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what you can start thinking about when someone passes. I compliment you all the time. You don't seem to mind, but maybe because he was a stranger.
Maybe that's why.
And it was in a room.
And it was in a room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Full of people, but I felt really uncomfortable. But I have noticed sometimes, I've made a compliment to you, and you've brushed it off.
Oh, I always do. Yeah.
Something.
It's like default.
Like I might say your hair looks good, and you've said, oh, well, it's because I haven't washed it or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I always downplay it.
It is a downplay, isn't it? As opposed to saying,
it's called low self-esteem.
Actually, thank you.
Let's cut to the chase. Because anybody, and I think that it's something that you've got to work through, because I was with a guy yesterday, this guy that I was having a coffee with, and I paid him a compliment and he just took it all in. He loved it. He said, thank you. And there was no shame around it. And it's the opposite to the way I react when someone gives me a compliment. Head goes down and I brush it off with humour instead of just going, thank you.
Exactly.
There's this shame attached to it. So,
and I think I brush it off with humour as well.
Yeah, so maybe you've got a low self-esteem as well. We need to work on that.
We need to work on that.
Yeah, because there's no other reason for it. I mean, unless you're a classic narcissist that is craving that compliment and comes up to you and says, when they're size 8 and they say, do I look fat?
That's right.
So that's a dead giveaway, because that's someone asking for a compliment.
You know what I want to do?
So you're not one of those. It's okay.
You know what I want to do? I want to go up to someone who's taking a selfie with the
you just need
the,
to go do a
the low, Botox in
you
their
just
lips.
Need to go do a low self-worth course or something.
I'll have to after talking to you.
Now, what were you going to say about the Botox?
No, I want to go up to someone, who's got the full Botox lip. They're doing their selfie and they're out there. I want to go up and give them a compliment and watch what their reaction is and see whether they go. Because they might be able to teach us a thing. They might go, thank you, tell me more.
Oh, they do. I had a girlfriend that used to say, you have to take, why do you go red in the face when I tell you you look beautiful? Like, why? Why don't you believe me? Like, take the compliment. But she loved compliments. I mean, she was having selfies every 5 minutes.
She was probably fishing for one back.
Well, of course she was.
She was projecting, I want compliments from you.
And of course I'd be like, you're gorgeous, darling. You're beautiful.
And what did she do then when you said that?
Oh, she loved it.
She said, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Something we can work on.
Absolutely.
You're beautiful, Anastasia.
Oh, thanks, darling. See, it's not that bad, is it?
No, it's easy. Thanks, Colin. Congratulations, by the way, on your award for Best Newsreader.
Yes.
Oh, shucks. No, don't do award. I mean, I get embarrassed, like you said, before the news. I just find it hard to take accolades. But I should tell you about my other awards that I've won. Now, first there was this one, and then there
you narcissist. Well, no, congratulations, because we think you've got the most incredible voice, and you do so, and you lift our show. You make us sound so much more professional than what we are.
Oh, nothing could. What I was trying to say is, you don't need me to help you sound professional.
Oh, you do. We do.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Apple are going to build their Melbourne flagship store in Federation Square.
You're kidding.
No.
Actually, they don't have an Apple store in the CBD, do they?
No. So a section of Federation Square's been given to Apple, and it's the old Yarra building. It's going to be demolished, and its tenants, which include the Koori Heritage Trust, are going to be relocated to make way for the global, you know, the cube glass design that is a trademark of their flagship stores.
What do you think of the building of the Federation Square? Do you like it?
I quite like it.
Yeah.
It's quite, I mean, I know it's quite polarising, but I really like it.
I don't.
No?
Yeah, but it's no reason to knock down part of it for Apple store.
Yeah, I think there's really two sides, isn't there? Because there's the removing of a community organisation.
Yeah, and it's a cultural place for the public. It's not to make cashola from.
To go to, but at the same time, the Apple is such a huge brand, but it is a commercial brand.
Well, completely.
And they are known for having iconic locations in... You know, so I don't know where would it look good just in a row of shops in Bourke Street, and should it just be treated as another?
Well, what about somewhere in Melbourne Central or something in a shopping centre where you usually find Apple stores? Why does it have to be at Federation Square?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Well, the Victorian Tourism Minister John Aaron said the centre would bring an extra 2 million visitors to the square every year.
It's all about cash,
isn't
it?
It's all about cash.
It's all about the cashola.
So work's scheduled to begin in 2019 and it'll be finished in 2020.
Wow, okay.
And the Greens have kicked up a fuss saying we don't know what deals or incentives were done here, which is probably true as well. So I don't know. Are you an Apple person?
I love Apple. I absolutely love Apple. But I think the fact that they're getting rid of what did you say, Indigenous?
Yeah.
That kind of hurts, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. Although I was reading that they're quite happy that they're moving because they get to go to a bigger space.
Oh, okay. Well, then
but still,
it's
it doesn't justify removing other community organisations as well.
Just for consumerism, really.
Yeah, interesting
end of the
discussion.
Day.
Now, Stacey, you've got a doll at home.
Yes,
Stacey. If listeners haven't heard before,
she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. But she's
although I am over it at the moment.
But she was an expensive doll. And
yeah, $20,000 it cost me.
And so she's quite technical.
Still paying her off, actually, in my lease.
Is there sort of some sort of, you know, balloon payout at the end where you get to swap her for a new model or something?
No. Oh, God, I'd love a swap.
Would you consider someone that looks like Justin Bieber?
I think Justin Bieber's really, really hot, yeah.
Yeah? Well,
I wouldn't swap Justin Bieber for... Stacey.
No, you keep Stacey.
Yeah.
I don't think, there's a Justin Bieber sex doll.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, there is. It looks very, very similar. An online retail merchant is selling a very similar looking doll to Justin Bieber. And it's becoming a huge hit for buyers.
Would you go on a ride on it?
No. I'm not.
He hasn't got a beard, that's right.
No.
You only do beards.
But he's not like your Stacey is quite an interactive.
No, she's not. She doesn't say a word.
Didn't she say anything?
No, she doesn't say a word.
Hello, Anastasia.
No.
She doesn't say anything.
She just looks at me and only looks one way. Can't look up or down
grand
sideways.
And you've got,
exactly.
She just, do her eyes move?
No, her eyes are just solid. Locked in looking at me.
Well, this one doesn't do anything at all, so it's just a silicone.
How much does it cost?
It costs about $3,000.
Oh, it's cheap as chips.
$3,000 for a silicon replica.
So why wouldn't you go for it? Why aren't you interested in Justin Bieber?
He's not my type.
Oh, okay. What if he was your type?
Probably not. No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, say something.
Why are you uncomfortable about this? Why wouldn't you?
Because he just...
What about if you're snuggling in bed together?
But with a piece of silicon.
What about when you're feeling lonely, though, and you're just cuddling and talking to each other in bed?
And then you say you're there because you wouldn't.
I'm
talk
sure
back.
You've had partners before that haven't had very interesting. You haven't had very interesting conversations with.
Actually, now that you think about
hello.
It might be more interesting.
That's
than
what I'm
some
saying.
Of those that
hello.
Never talked at all.
You got to try before you buy, mate.
Well,
you
mate,
know what, I mean?
What I'll do is I'll wait for
lease one out and see how you go.
You know what I'll do? I'll wait for the Boxing Day sales because I reckon he'll be cheaper.
Exactly,
it's $3,000 now. I reckon he'll be half price.
Yeah, 1990.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.